Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and this is my favorite place to do podcasts. We're sitting in the middle of the AEC Integration Summit, where we just finished lunch, and I learned all about Greg's platform and story with the Rivet acquisition to Trimble. And big shout out to the Construction Channel, who's videoing us here, Aaron and his team. All kinds of great interoperability with humans connecting to handshakes, which this podcast is all about. And the main message that we're going to talk about today is interoperability for connecting the field to the office. And how is this going to benefit you is we must use figure out how to connect these video games to real-world businesses. And I kind of want to, from my perspective, is that, we're going to be we've done several different podcasts with Trimble over the years. I've had the pleasure of going to Trimble headquarters. But this conference is really one of those riches in the niches where Rivet is a company I've recently learned about that Trimble has acquired, and it's all about these Art of Construction Master Facilitators coming together and all these champions. And so the whole subset is AEC interoperability through Common Data Exchange, or CDX. And this deep dive series, the initial podcast, big shout out to my friend Nathan Wood, show 337 titled Data Driven Construction. I'm so glad I got to do that podcast with him, because Nathan is cut from the same cloth as Devin. He is going all over the place at this conference, but there's these different rooms here where we're actually putting these magnets to work, and we're going to unpack that a little bit today. And then I also got to do show 338, The Contech Crew, featuring Devin Tilley, which was actually first launched on The Contech Crew, and then we re-released it to The Art of Construction, and that was with Jeff Sample, who's the MC here at this event. So there's so many great influencers and people coming together, but this first episode of the series, it's an honor to have Greg here to share his story, who just got done talking on the stage with what Trimble's doing. So, Greg, we're going to get this thing going here in person at the AEC Integration Summit and continue to put all this stuff together. But how we always start these things is what we call the speed round. So starting off, your full name, your title, what you do, and then what is your favorite beverage?
All right. Well, my name is Greg Mattis. I work for Trimble. I work in the platform group at Trimble on a product called AppExchange. And then I think I got that. I'm the product lead. And my favorite beverage, probably just black coffee, man.
All right. And that you're going to have black coffee when we go out to this pickleball event tonight as well?
I'll probably drink a couple IPAs, a couple sours if they got them,
There we go. Yeah, so we are having as much fun as possible at this conference, and we're going to be doing that tonight. But tell us about the favorite place that you've traveled.
Favorite place that I've traveled. So I've been lucky enough to go to Greece 3 times.
Wow.
My wife Erin and I have a couple of good friends who grew up in Greece, and so they take us out there and show us a good time, and we go with our friends, and it's been pretty amazing. And since we're in Austin, Texas, I'll shout out. Last time we were there, we saw Matthew McConaughey, homeboy of Austin,
nice.
Texas.
So All right. One of my heroes. Yeah, we've been talking about him as we've been learning and figuring out walking around Austin. We with the Construction Channel, you got to go check them out. They're doing a whole series of stuff around Austin and the people and playing music. It's just like the vibe is just super cool, which is what I've always kind of felt about Austin, right?
It's a great city. I lived in Houston for a number of years, and coming to Austin was always a pleasure.
Yeah. So if you hear noise in the background, people having as much fun as possible, that was Nathan and crew just walking by, but they're all in the different rooms, and we're going to unpack how this whole thing is going here today. Lastly, a little bit more about you, Greg. What do you like to do outside of AEC integration, or what we do here through the Art of Construction, through the Master Facilitators that we passionately call the Art of Construction.
So what I like to do on the side for fun, is that the question?
That's right. Outside of all this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a lucky father of three. I got a three-year-old, a five-year-old, and a seven-year-old, and so that keeps me real busy. And then when I get a moment to have just a little bit of Greg time, I love to fly fish. I love to play golf. Very enjoyable.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. What is your story that led you being the user-focused problem solver at Trimble?
So, like, you come to these conferences, right? And you could really feel the challenges that people have in this industry. It's a really unique industry in that, one, there's just challenges, like, within a company, right? Like, it's just hard for, like, a company that has, you know, 30, 50 different pieces of software that they use to make those pieces of software work for them and their business processes. But construction is just like a really interesting place and a really interesting industry in that most other industries, it's like, you know, I am this company and I do business as my company, right? But in the construction industry, right, they're building projects together. They are working with just a number of different stakeholders all of the time, dozens, hundreds of different stakeholders all of the time. And that just creates a lot of pain, right? And those problems, you see those problems and you want to make those problems better, right? And so just understanding users, understanding the pains they go through and trying to figure out, like, how do we deliver solutions and tools for them to solve their own problems, right?
Yeah. And we a good plan until you get punched in the face is what I'm always talking about at these conferences. And it's been really fun the last couple of days as I came here of being part of the setup crew, and they've done really, really cool job of putting us together in these rooms and figuring it out. And you and I had all these pre-planned questions that we kind of talked through. But I'm kind of throwing some of those out of the window as I was sitting there listening to your presentation at lunch. And big shout out to where you did your typical PowerPoint stuff, but then you brought up the actual tool. And there's two words that you kept saying, and I always talk about seven times for the first time, as now I'm looking at the different interoperability where people are saying, can this work with that? And the two words that you talked about was connections and flows. And it sounds very simple, but it gets really complex as if then, then that of people were asking questions about the code to the right and the API to the left. Can you talk and unpack for us what is a connection and a flow of putting all this stuff together?
Yeah, great question, right? So there's like, you know, hundreds of different pieces of software in the construction space, right? And construction companies use those pieces of software, and they use lots of pieces of software that, you know, are used by every single industry, right? Think Microsoft OneDrive or something like that, right? And those pieces of software, they all have different ways, or many of them have different ways to communicate or connect to those pieces of software, right? So in Trimble AppExchange world, a connection is just how AppExchange communicates with that external system, right? So if Trimble Project Site has an API, if Procore has an API, those connections are built against those APIs. If Vista has a database, those connections are built against that database, right? And it's really just, it's how AppExchange reads data from those platforms. It's how AppExchange writes data to those platforms. And it makes, by having those connections to those key pieces of software in the industry, a construction company or a tech company can then come in and say, I want to build integrations to lots of these different pieces of software to make construction projects just easier to run, right? And so having those connections, I think, really adds a lot of value to those customers to be able to build out the custom workflows that they need to build out, right? So do you want me to touch on flows a little bit here?
Let's do it.
All right. So yeah, so then flows, right? So flows are the things that tie the connectors together, right? So you have a Procore connector, a Project Site connector, a Vista connector, a CMIC connector, an ACC Cloud connector, right? These are the big pieces of software in the construction industry, right? And every single construction company, or architect, owner, You name it, someone that works in the industry, right? They are their own special flower. And in the and I mean that in the most understanding and way possible, in that they have business processes that work for them. Like they know how their business works well, right? And if data needs to move from one piece of software to another piece of software to another piece of software, they need the ability to build those flows, those workflows between those pieces of software, right? So what we do is we serve up a bunch of connections, or the ability to build your own connection to those pieces of software that they use. And then we give those stakeholders the ability to write custom flows or custom workflows to move data between pieces of software in the way that works for their business.
I love that. And you know, you got to make the right connections, and that's kind of where we're here physically, boots on the ground, meeting each other from a digital connection through an email connection, which is how it all starts, right? Through big shout out to Nathan Wood, who facilitates and runs this AEC Integration Summit through the Construction Progress Coalition. So when you got up on the stage and you're talking through all the interoperability, the big thing that Jeff Sample was talking about is that there is no silver bullet, that one thing that there was in the past. It was always this software that was open, closed door software. And you were talking about AppExchange that I just learned about that we'll continue to unpack here. But Trimble is talking about how they're working with others, company A to company A, company A to company B. But Trimble is this great, massive resource in the industry for these digital data sets. What is Trimble doing to make their products work better together in different ecosystems?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question, right? I mean, Trimble is a huge company, right, with dozens or even hundreds of different pieces of software. And, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, Trimble, you know, we're working to get better, just making our pieces of software work better together, right?
But it's so important that you're allowed through Trimble to say what you just said, to giving the authenticity to say it seemed like there was so much of this sugarcoating how it works in that, and instead of airing it out. Like, I've been talking with Trimble, and I've seen a lot more of those conversations, and I think a lot of it comes from these different acquisitions they've made that's helping them see things in different ways.
Yeah, right? Like, I think they started to see things in different ways prior to purchasing Rivet, right? Like, I don't think the acquisition of Rivet would have happened in a Trimble 6 years ago, right? The kind of transition and mindset shift change across the industry has been such that, like, we understand that construction companies and construction projects are using so many different pieces of software. And if we create our walled garden of Trimble software, then construction companies aren't going to want to use our software. Architects aren't going to want to use our software. Owners aren't going to want to use our software, because we need our software, one, to talk to other pieces of software at Trimble, but also other pieces of software across the industry. So, like, we can't shy away from saying our customers, our Trimble customers, use Trimble software, but you know what? They also use Procore. They also use ACC Cloud. They also use Bluebeam, right?
And if, like, you lean into that, what I've heard at this conference, watching this with Trimble being the main supporter of this conference, is you're seeing company B to B saying, hey, can company A to A help company B to B? And then you have to be like, well, the interoperability is only so interoperable based on, can you, let's step back for a moment and you talk about the history of Trimble that makes interoperability a challenge and an opportunity.
Yeah, I think, okay, so that's a great question. The history of Trimble, right? So if you think about some of the big pieces of software at Trimble, right? So let's take Viewpoint Vista, okay? So Viewpoint Vista, you know, traditionally, like, the way that people accessed their data in Viewpoint Vista was to communicate directly with the database, right? And that's kind of like a challenging way to communicate with a particular piece of software. It's got to go direct to database, right? And so now Trimble today is realizing, hey, like, we don't really want our customers going direct to database and reading data from there and writing data to there. We want to put an API in front of that, and we want to make Vista available through AppExchange, and we want to give customers access to their data in ways that are easier, in ways that allow them to build different workflows, in ways that allow customers to do the things that they need to do with their data to make their business work, right?
So if I'm hearing you right, at this conference, as I'm watching these people unpack the shared pains today that we're going through, that we're trying to turn them into shared gains, you're saying this data set of the right connections and flowing that stuff together, it's impossible to just keep having the data be in its own silo. So that's what this App Exchange is helping to exchange that.
That's what it's helping to do. We're not trying to shy away from the idea that we can't live in our own Trimble walled garden, right? We need to live in the AECO industry and be cognizant of what our customers' needs are, right? Like, where are they using non-Trimble products, and where are they using Trimble products? And we want to deliver them capabilities and tools to make those pieces of software work together for them in ways that, in the past, Trimble necessarily hasn't always done that. And I think that we're at a place now where we realize and want to serve our customers' needs such that they can make their business work the way that they make their business work and use the pieces of software that they want to use.
So there's all about these moments and times, and Charlie Dunn who we're going to be interviewing on the next podcast, and he's been really getting us into these flowing states and these Lego conversations. That is another podcast in this series, and we crafted these recording of these conversations to be these moments and times where you don't know what you don't know, and boy, you can be jaded by what you think you know. And so we're into this shared pains where Nathan and the crew of the Construction Progress Coalition is letting everybody throw it out on the table to map out how they think it's done today, and then go through and say, how can we have these shared gains by how it should be better done down the stream, right? And then you guys jumped in the middle of it, say, here's a potential tool. But I'm curious from your point of view, because you're the one here kind of talking and listening of how to integrate through Trimble. What are the Trimble customers asking for? And how is Trimble going to solve these pain points as we're sitting right in the middle of it, of 100 great minds in
there? Yeah. What a great question. So what are Trimble customers asking for, right? I'll talk about some specific things, right? I was talking to a couple general contractors over the past couple months, and they're entering RFIs in their software, right? And they are being required to enter those RFIs also in their owner's piece of software, right? So those general contractors, they're using ProjectSight, and those owners, they're using Procore and eBuilder respectively, right? And they have project teams that, we talk about the kind of this swivel chair analogy sometimes, where there's a project manager who's sitting there at one computer, and they're typing in RFI data into ProjectSight, right? And they click open that RFI. Well, then they turn their chair around, they swivel it around, right? And then they're typing in another computer.
He's sitting in a chair, swiveling. These nice chairs we're at here, right? It's audio only, but it's a nice moment I'm watching.
Yeah, here. And he's sitting there, and then the second computer, he's typing that RFI into another piece of software that the owner uses, right? And this, this challenge, right? It's a headache. It's a nightmare, right? It's just. I'm wasting man hours doing this thing in two different systems, but it also is problematic and risky, right? Like, what if, that product manager or the project manager is entering data into ProjectSight over here and says, oh, I'll get to entering into Procore later, and then never enters into that RFI into Procore, right? And so...
Oh, that never happens.
Yeah, exactly. And then 2 weeks later, we realized the problem happened, and we're 2 weeks behind schedule on this particular item, right? And so just those kind of interoperability things across stakeholders or even like internal to a company exist all over the place. And how is Trimble solving those problems? We're trying to give tools to our customers and our partners to be able to solve those workflow issues, right? Like, I don't think we're ever going to get to a place where everyone is using 100% Trimble products, or everyone's using 100% Procore products, or everyone's using 100% Autodesk products. And we need to own that and appreciate that and understand that and give tools to people to solve the problems that they're experiencing, right? So, those GCs that are having to double enter that RFI information, well, wouldn't it be great if they just entered in that RFI into Project Site and it automatically made its way over to Procore, or that person in the owner's team like replied to that RFI and Procore and that response automatically made it over to Project Site, right? So
yeah, and that's the key thing I think this conference is doing to break through the ceiling. Like this morning in the session, the brands and the stuff you're talking about are up or downstream from where I live in my day-to-day as a trade partner of all of these different personas of the who and the what of figuring this out in construction. I don't personally use Trimble or Revit or all that stuff. We're the trades downstream into the Bluebeam PDF trying to push that back, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be great if you as a trade weren't forced to just use the GC's piece of software and you had your own piece of software that you could then use, have your information in, store that information, and then work really well with the GC.
Bingo. And what's so unique is I'm sitting here with Trimble telling me that. And the key thing about that is like the 800-pound gorilla is saying like collaboration and interoperability, you're getting it. Because for a long time, it was like, well, that'll just plug in. It's like, no, this is a whole subset in this whole movement of what are they calling it here? Offsite, that we had the whole conversation around, where's my prefab? I think is the slogan we're using of the different verticals within this conference. And I sat in that this morning, and it was fascinating how easy you can go down a squirrel hole about windows and doors or MEP or electrical and all these different tools that then the poor general contractors, whether it's the physical builders or the Trimbles of the general contractors, to be mass producing this stuff to appease everybody. And the key thing there is interoperability. And that's what this conference and what I've learned from Nathan and seeing all these people. So why is interoperability so important when you want to break down and build back up these AECO or industrialized construction, whatever you want to call it, just getting people to work together?
Yeah. I mean, I think like you look at, I think there's a lot of data out there and reports by McKinsey and all of these kinds of things that show, productivity of the construction industry at a level that no one really wants, right? And we need to figure out how do we make stakeholders in this industry and more productive by giving them the tools that add their ability to work well together, both like within their own company, but also external to the company. Right, I mentioned before, we live in this construction industry, and the way that construction companies work together on projects is so unlike any other industry, and it just introduces a lot of pains, right?
And when you're sharing these pains like we're doing today, you can turn them into shared gains. That's what, like, there's a very unique mix of people in this room, and that takes that, right?
Exactly, right? And so, like, these processes go across different stakeholders in an industry or in a construction project, right? And so, like, how do you make those processes not that person that's sitting in that swivel chair and entering something in over here on one computer and then swiveling around and entering in something over here in the other computer, and how do you make that business process that exists today easier, less painful, less prone to error, such that we're building buildings quicker, cheaper, more effectively. And you know what? People are actually enjoying it more because they're not doing the little labor of like doing that swivel chair activity. Like that's a crappy job.
That's why it's so exciting. I think I've felt it in this conference because in a great way, it's a lot of people that have been, like, they were doing these surveys of, it was like half and half. It's like, I've been in this for 25 plus years or I'm 0 to 2. And it's like the passion on the 25 plus year people. I'm one of those. Like, at some days you're just like, God, I'm getting beat. This is hard to keep pushing the passion and breaking through the ceiling. But then when you get in a room like this, that's where you invigorate that. And I always talk about 7 times for the first time on each podcast. So to make sure we're all circling this back, is Trimble is sitting here with the Art of Construction talking about how Trimble customers use lots of non-Trimble products, and you guys get that. That is such a big deal and an honor to be able to say that on the microphone with you. And Trimble is making its products more open and accessible to improve interoperability across the AECO. That right there is breaking through the ceiling that I think Nathan Wood, who I've got to become a good buddy with, that's what he's been on this quest to do. And he talks about these different things he's done that I don't even know what, I think it's New Forma and this, the people like the person you're talking about in the swivel chair that I personally don't deal with, but it's a key thing of there's a lot of swivels with the new world that technology is now here to do this. And that's where we're at now. That just gets me really fueled. And I hope when Nathan listens back as the hero of the person putting on this conference for us, that's what we're getting out of this, to now actually stop complaining about how it doesn't work, but actually do something about it because it can.
Yeah.
What's your take to that?
Yeah. I mean, my boss, Tom Stem, who founded Rivet, right? He goes way back with Nathan, right? And they have always kind of had this mindset of we just need to fix these interoperability problems because we're not going to advance as an industry if we're constantly doing that particular swivel, right? And so Trimble purchasing Rivet to help make Trimble software work better together internally, but also externally, is I think like a really amazing like idea and mindset, and it makes me happy to work in a place that is not trying to limit what our customers can do to make their businesses work the way that they need their businesses to work. Like, sure, we love it when our customers use Trimble software, but you know what we also love? We love it when our customers build great projects, right? And so what we can do to help our customers build great projects, and that's what we need to do, right?
Yeah, I love that. As we work towards closing out this episode within this 5+ deep dive series all around the AEC Integration Summit, with Nathan Wood leading the Construction Progress Coalition. We'll link all those in the show notes as these all come together. It's my first time physically being here. Correct me if I'm wrong, you've been part of this summit before.
This
right?
is my third time.
So as a third timer, help the people listening to this, who most of them have never been here, most of them never heard of this. That's why I love running between the raindrops and coming to these different conferences that I don't know anybody, because that's how you're really moving this thing forward, right? So I would love for the Art of Construction tribe to hear about you from your point of view of what's been the evolution of this interoperability through this conference, and why are you involved and why should others get
involved? Yeah, so just imagine a room of 100 plus change makers in the industry that you love. And those people want change because they love the industry and they want things to work better, right? And so you're getting together with the best and brightest and most innovative minds in the industry, solving problems that are clearly impacting construction companies, architects, owners across this industry. And so it's really amazing to just come here in this kind of collaborative problem-solving way and discuss what the potential solutions are to some of those painful problems, like RFI, like reality capture, like whose fab is it anyways? Maybe I got the name wrong there, but
dude, where's my fab? I'm looking at the posters here, and I appreciate that context of like having fun with the movies and like. These people really are the celebrities within the celebrities. And I think Nathan team did a great job of like taking these movies, but putting the people who have been the people making this work. And as we were closing this out, also having as much fun as possible. I'm looking at the people out here with their CDX sweat. What do they call them?
A little sweatband, a little headband.
Shirts and everything. And we're going to go play pickleball and have as much fun as possible tonight after we had a great day of learning as lifelong learners, right? And that's this whole thing of this is for builders and affiliates to connect the right construction technologies and products to the right handshakes. And this is where it's at, in my opinion. And why I bring that up is because the questions we always ask is, Greg, thank you for being here. And as we close this out, the one thing I always ask is, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, so like I don't think like everyone's going to use Trimble products exclusively. I don't think anyone's going to use Autodesk products exclusively. I don't think anyone's going to use Procore products exclusively. What's gonna happen is they're gonna find the best products for them to do the things that they want to do, but we're gonna have to solve the way that those products work together, and in doing that. We're going to be able to make construction projects run better, run quicker, run at budget. And so, you know, I believe, you know, given the energy in this room and the energy around this conference and all the different people that I talk to in the space, that we're going to be able to do that. And we're going to do that together. And we're coming here and ideating around how to solve it. And then we're going to leave here and we're going to take next steps and start making this journey of interoperability a more of a reality every single day.
I love that. And at the end of the day, you just said it's interoperability, which is kind of the word of this whole thing. And having Trimble sitting at the mic saying that, that's important, right? So niching into this, what is the one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business?
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking to yourself, like, I got this business process that isn't working the way I want it to work, if I'm sitting in that swivel chair, you know, going from one computer to another computer, like, that doesn't have to be your reality. There are tools and solutions out there from Trimble, or that you can solve yourself, and we can make that. We can go on that journey together, to ensure that you are getting the most out of the things that you are doing, and optimizing the processes that are part of your daily lives.
And I'll close and leave it with this. Based on everything you just said, you're taking the high road, and you should be. But if that's what your job is from swiveling to one to the other and doing that, there's tools that are going to eliminate what you're doing. So if I was in your shoes, you're listening to that and doing old school antiquated things, you better be coming to conferences like this, because the integration summit is in full effect.
Yeah. And like, you know, you're the thing that you're doing, swiveling from one chair to another chair. Just imagine if you got to do something more impactful, like, you know, answer that RFI, have data in the hands of people faster, so that the job that needs to be done and the question that needs to be answered is answered as quickly and efficiently as correctly as possible. You could focus on that instead of swiveling, and that's what we're trying to help people achieve.
Well, any last call to actions, Epic? One more time, what's the tool that you'd recommend if you want to put one API, one tool to another?
Trimble App Exchange is the tool that you can use to build connected workflows between different pieces of software in the construction industry, whether it's Trimble or non-Trimble.
Awesome. Greg, thank you so much for stepping up and sharing your story. What do you say we go play some pickleball and have as much fun as possible, huh?
Let's get it done. I'm going to have one of those IPAs, too.
All right. Cheers. Crush it out there, tribe.